It's derby time. Come on, tell your friends. We'll go to many distant lands with Dan the coach and Jackie the skater. The fun will never end. It's derby time. Welcome to the Power Through the Fourth Whistle Roller Derby Podcast. This is Jackie Bauer. Thank you for joining me today on the path to becoming better athletes, teammates, leaders, and human beings. Hey there, everybody. I am... A lot's happened since we last talked, honestly. I recorded the episode that came out last week a little bit early, so there's been like a chunk of time since then. And one of the things I want to tell you about before we get started today is something really fun and funny, which is, do you remember in the episode Winning the Big One, where I talked about the song that I played for the team? The song that was like, I can do it, I can do it, I can do this, and all that. Well, I was so excited about the story and everything that I told you that I actually emailed the person who made that song, Nii Shobo, who has two podcasts, the Sports Motivation Podcast and the Get Your Mind Right Motivation Podcast. Now, you got to be sure if you're talking to like Alexa or Siri that you pronounce it right. Because apparently when I tell Siri, like, Siri, I want to listen to Get Your Mind Right podcast, she's like, oh, Get Your Mind Right podcast. And it's a completely different podcast. I'm like, no, that's not my boy. That's not Nii Shobo. You need to stop now. So the ya is a YA. Maybe you should just type it. Anyway, the Sports Motivation Podcast is one I've been listening to for a long time, where it's a lot of mindset issues that can help athletes, business owners, entrepreneurs, like lots of people. And then the Get Your Mind Right is him talking to music. And it's like really fun to listen to at the gym, on a run, in the car, like whenever you just need to get kind of psyched about something or get yourself in the right headspace to do what you want to do. So that song, I Can Do It, really helped my team. And I told him the story about it in an email. And I included a few photos of the team being like, yay, this is roller derby. This is what we do. And he emailed me back and he was like, Gina, because my real name is Gina. Whoa, little peek behind the curtain here. And he said, like, I'm so excited about this. I recorded something special for you and your roller derby team. Watch for it in the feed. And I was like, what? This NFL player recorded a song for me? No, that couldn't have happened. No way. No way. And then yesterday, I heard it. You can find this, like, okay, what I want you to do is go into Apple Podcasts and search Mental Reps for Gina, G-I-N-A, and it'll come right up. It's the only choice. And it's Mental Reps, I Can Do It, Part 2 for Gina. He re-recorded the track, but he made it for a roller derby team. And it's so amazing. I was laughing so hard. I was crying. It gave me the ultimate giggles. It's just so fun and positive, and it keeps you loose. And I adore this track so much. So if you want to go listen to something fun that can get you in the right headspace for roller derby, please listen to that track. And you probably want to subscribe to both of Nii Shobo's podcasts. His name is spelled N-I-Y-I and Shobo is S-O-B-O. So go find that. All right, let's get on to today's topic. This is one, it's been on the list since the beginning, but I just couldn't figure out how I wanted to tackle it. Because how do you tackle this topic without creating it? It's like saying Bloody Mary into a mirror and then she appears behind you. So I decided to lean in to Spooktober. I'm leaning into the Halloween season, and we're going to use a lot of metaphors today. I'm going to be comparing drama in roller derby. Of course, this could be in any organization, any team, any sport, but we all are familiar with drama in roller derby. I'm going to be comparing it to the zombie apocalypse. Why? Because it's Halloween real soon. We're getting in the mood. And I'd rather keep this lighthearted because, come on, when you're in the thick of drama, sometimes it feels world-ending and crushing, right? There's all these emotions and things are going on, and maybe you feel isolated from other people. Maybe you're in little groups and you're off against each other. And it just feels like, oh, everything's going to end. I have to leave roller derby. I have to leave the team. But basically, it's all catastrophic, right? It is world-ending stuff, like the zombie apocalypse. And drama is contagious, like zombies. So I hope you'll come along with me today on something that I hope will be a humorous and fun look at a topic that I honestly hate. I honestly hate it. So, roller derby drama, organizational drama, anything. If you get any group of people together working towards a common goal, there is potential for drama. It's kind of, there's a little bit of human nature in there. The bigger the group gets, the more likely it is to get divided into subgroups, the more likely some might rub each other the wrong way. It can be hard to get all on the same page. So today I'm going to talk about some of the leading causes of drama, symptoms to watch out for, and what you can do to try to diffuse it, discourage it, not let it flourish and take over your organization. So I've already told you I hate drama in general. Roller derby drama gets in the way of accomplishing so many things. Drama pushes people away from derby. We've got this great thing here. I talk about it all the time, how it changes lives, all the great things it does for you mentally and physically and emotionally. And if we're not careful, some people are going to get pushed away from roller derby for some things that at the core are really dumb reasons, right? I've been trying to think of how I can even talk about it without making it sound like I'm causing drama. So let's talk the zombie apocalypse. Drama is a contagion. It's a disease and it can spread. Sometimes you're lucky and it's self-contained to one incident or one person and it's temporary. A minor case of the drama. For example, you've probably seen this from time to time. Someone gets upset, maybe starts crying at practice or a meeting or an event or something seemingly out of nowhere. Maybe they stomp off or skate away, gear down. Maybe they're going to leave practice early, or they send an angry text, email, post, like whatever. But suddenly, because of this incident that is minor right now, there's tension in the air. Other people don't know what's going on. They sense the drama. They sense the contagion. They're reaching for their hand sanitizer. They don't want to get it on them. Like, the best thing the team or league can do as a whole, as the larger group, is to carry on business as usual, maybe go do some drills quietly on the other side of the track. If you all stop, it could get a lot worse. You're not ignoring. You are not being cold and indifferent. What you need is to call in a professional. If you all go over there at the same time, you won't solve it, and you could catch a little bit of what they have. So this situation calls for a doctor. Just keep up with me. We're going to be metaphoring super hard today, and I really hope that this makes sense. We see symptoms of drama, but if left unchecked, it can grow into something bigger and more lethal, so we've got to call a doctor. A doctor is someone in your league with a really good deal of empathy. They're a good listener, but they can also exhibit clinical detachment to not get sucked into the situation too. So they wear gloves, so to speak. This person could be a coach, a captain, an HR representative, somebody who has a lot of knowledge about the group and cares about keeping people around and involved. They want to help. They can ask questions and diagnose the problem. Make sure that this person feels heard and understood. Try to solve the problem together. So this might be a minor case of drama, the equivalent of the sniffles or a cough. Just a 24-hour bug. It can flare up when somebody's like, you know, going through something emotional, like outside a derby, weren't able to leave it at the door and it's still with them. Maybe there's some stress from work. Some of us are, you know, more emotional at certain times of the month and things get away from us. I hate saying it, but we kind of know that that happens sometimes. Or hey, have you ever had an emotional reaction when you were hungry? Snapped at somebody, caused a scene, felt a little bit embarrassed about it later and needed to apologize. I think I've talked about this in a previous episode. We've all been there. You aren't yourself when you're hungry, as some commercials say. Maybe you just needed a candy bar. So something small, out of the blue, it doesn't necessarily mean your entire organization is like, ah, like on fire. It might just mean one person's having a bad day, needs someone to listen, and then it resolves. We all go on. They are better. And that's how we handle a little bit of drama. Any isolated incident with a person at practice, or maybe, you know, online, some sort of flare up on a message board, social media, something out of character, something out of the blue. We send in a doctor or two to diagnose it. Hand out some antibiotics, prescribe some rest, a little time away from derby maybe even, come back refreshed, mentally healthy, and clear again. And that's usually enough for most small situations. If you don't send over the doctor, it could become something bigger. But for most small situations, this will work. But sometimes, it's not a cold. It's not a 24-hour bug. It's not an isolated incident. You might be looking at a zombie, a drama zombie. This is patient zero. This is someone who comes into your league that has a recurring pattern of drama. I believe it was in episode 33 about the team, where I brought up a reference to the character Peter Baelish or Littlefinger in Game of Thrones. I wanted us to flip a quote from him in the show. I wanted us to always assume the best in people, to assume that everyone has the team's best interests at heart and is trying their best. I said this because I truly believe it's the best way to foster understanding, empathy, and better interpersonal communication. To believe that everyone is coming from a good place. Maybe they don't always say things right, but they want to, and they're working on it. Like we're all working at becoming better athletes, teammates, leaders, and human beings, right? But there are exceptions. This is where it's going to get a little bit scary. If you're listening with someone, maybe you need to hold each other tight. You have to keep your eye out for zombies. Patient zero. Littlefinger, there are people in this world who like drama. And you have to assume this because they keep perpetuating it when given the opportunity to change. They don't have to be causing it, but they are anyway. It means that deep down, if they're staying in the situation, they must kind of like it. Some of them might not even know this. Some of them do. They want the world to be their own personal reality TV. They won't let things go. Like, they don't really, deep down, want to work towards a better future because it's more interesting to have chaos. They like the attention of it. Like Littlefinger in Game of Thrones said, chaos is a ladder. People who like drama use the chaos to gain power and attention. It helps them get closer to certain people, foster relationships, feel important. If they create a scene, an uncomfortable situation, and push some people away or out of roller derby altogether, they get to gain more power. Maybe they get a spot on the roster now. Maybe they get a position on the board. Maybe someone lets them track attendance for everyone. Mwahaha. Again, I do think this very, very small, hopefully, group of people are exceptions to the rule. That most people in the great wide world are good and decent. But I gotta warn you, there are gonna be a few people out there, hopefully very few, that have ulterior motives and take people like you and me, who really want to believe the best in others, for granted. We get played off as naive. And before you know it, you're in the drama zombie apocalypse. People who like drama, they need to share it. It's no good alone. They need to find somebody to gossip with. They need allies. They need to bite someone and create more zombies. Now, the zombies are zombies because it's a pattern of behavior. It's not a cold or isolated incident. This is a virus. This is a contagion. And they won't stop until it spreads, because that's how they best get attention and power. We know from watching movies that there are two types of zombies. There's fast zombies and there are slow zombies. Now, the fast zombies, you know they're coming. The fast zombies might have, let's say, a flare-up at practice or on social media like once a month or, you know, so. And these are those zombies you can prepare for. The drama comes on fast, it's direct, it's loud. You quickly slam the door on your emotions, you board up the windows, you try to keep everybody safe. The doctor can try to cure the zombie. But the zombies are rarely curable. You can try and try and try. You can give second and third chances, but the zombies are zombies. They're infected. You have to decide how dangerous they are to your organization. Some zombies are harmless. Like, some might be normal, like 80% of the time. And then the zombie comes out and it like wants to eat your brain, and you have to say, no, no, please. Hey, stop it. Stop it. Hey, keep a limit on what they can affect. Like, well, I don't know. I'm giving a spoiler for a movie that's been out for a long time now, but hey, the guy at the end of Shaun of the Dead in the shed. All right. See, I didn't say who it was. There's a guy in a shed, and you just got to stop him from biting you. It's fine. You can still play with him. You can play video games with him, but don't let him bite you. You've got to keep a little emotional barrier there from this person. Don't get bit. Don't let them bite others. Keep your team safe and quarantined emotionally from what the zombie can affect. And in this way, the fast zombies are actually a little easier to deal with, because it's usually a pretty fast thing. It blows over and you get back to normal again, and you kind of just, you stay at the ready. You know, you're vigilant, but you're not like freaking out about it. And, how do you avoid getting bit? How do you avoid this contamination? You listen objectively. Fast zombies, they're going to yell a bunch of stuff. Maybe they'll just post a bunch of stuff all the time. They're just going to make a lot of statements that are untrue. They might throw a tantrum of sorts. They want attention. The drama zombie wants attention. You can't feed the zombie. You can't give it your brain. If, as a group, you band together and decide that that type of behavior isn't going to be tolerated or rewarded, you can avoid a breeding ground for zombies. But Jackie, what about the other kind? What about the slow-moving zombies? Honestly, you guys, these are the scary ones. These are the ones you gotta watch out for. The fast ones, they make a lot of noise and they're super obvious in their behavior. The slow-moving zombies are more subtle. They're gonna sneak up on you. Really subtle. They will slowly and carefully attempt to create division in your organization, between groups, between individuals. These are the ones who really want to create chaos. They want that ladder. They want to manipulate you to get ahead. They might want to manipulate the coach, the leaders, your teammates. They are the masters of manipulation. More like a spider weaving a web. I don't want to mix my metaphors too much, but now if you're keeping count, we've got zombies, Game of Thrones, and now I've thrown in a spider. Happy Halloween. The slow moving zombie, they're going to gossip very quietly. They're going to talk about how much they think you're gray, this other person isn't gray, and they should probably go for the good of the team. They'll make it sound like it's us versus them. They'll make you feel special, and naturally you'll like them more for it. And you know what? That's a zombie bite. You have a chance of infection now. Because at the same time that they've got their teeth in you, that they're biting you, they're actually working on other people too. And they might be saying the same stuff against you to somebody else. They want to set people up, and they don't mind taking their time doing it. I told you, it's a little easier to work with fast zombies. They're more predictable. They're loud. You know what they're about. You recognize the pattern, the emotional ups and downs, and they can still be a valuable asset to the team if kept under control and not infecting others. They can be a part of the league and be mostly all right if, you know, a bit time-consuming and more work sometimes. But the slow zombies are so careful, and they move so slowly. You often don't see them coming. Sometimes you don't even know that they are the ones that are the real source of the drama when you're in the thick of it. You only see how the whole situation is affecting you once you're infected. You might not even know how you've been played until it's too late. But how do you recognize the zombies? What are the symptoms we need to look for to avoid infection of our team? What are the situations to avoid? More Zombie Talk after the break. This episode is brought to you by Bout Betty's, the only roller derby subscription service in the world. They offer a range of levels, so you're sure to find one that fits in your budget. The full packs and apparel only pack options include custom apparel they design themselves or collaborating with derby skater artists to feature their artwork. There's so many fun colors and patterns in size small through 3X. The Bout Betty's full packs also include skate gear, accessories, and stickers. Yes, stickers. If you're one of those cool jean vest wearing types, you'll want to check out the Derby Flare Club option, which includes a mix of enamel pins, patches, stickers, and buttons made from the artwork of derby artists. And the Classic Pack has non-custom apparel, gear items, accessories, stickers, and healthy snacks. How thoughtful. As for me, I super love the apparel. You may have noticed how often I wear it when I make videos for our Facebook page. The leggings, shorts, and sports bras are just amazing. Okay, the material is ridiculously silky smooth and soft. The first time I pulled on my Apex Predator leggings, I could not stop touching my legs and asking friends to also touch my legs so they could feel the magic that is this material. And it's so darn cute. There's mermaids, dinosaurs, steampunk, cats. Whether you're hitting the track, skate park, gym, book club, or grocery store, you will turn heads and bring joy to those you meet. Subscribe today using our podcast promo code POWER10 for 10% off your first pack at boutbetties.com. BOUTBETTIES.com. It's like Derby Christmas every single month. And yes, they do ship internationally. Once again, that promo code is POWER10 for 10% off your first pack at boutbetties.com. And we're back. I told you I was going to try to keep this lighthearted, but I can't resist also making it super scary because it's Halloween week. Hooray! I'm going to volunteer for a zombie run with my team in a couple of days. It's going to be really fun. So I hope you'll indulge me as we continue on this topic of zombies and drama, and that it is somewhat useful, and that I hope it helps you at least make light of some things and get some clarity and take a step back if you're in the thick of anything right now. I want to give you a little bit of a laugh today. You deserve it. We work hard all the time, right? We work really hard to be really good roller derby athletes and teammates and leaders and all that stuff. I want you to feel like you can have fun listening to this podcast too, and that it isn't like work, work, work all the time. All right. So, hey, drama. We hate drama. And most of us try to run the other way when we see it. So I'm going to talk about common pitfalls into derby drama. Symptoms, if you will. How do you avoid falling in? This can be from one person or multiple infected people or situations. So these are my 6 rules of Zombieland, of roller derby Zombieland. I could probably make more, but these are the big ones that came to my mind. And we don't want to be here all day discussing every variation. We've got trick-or-treating to do. So without further ado, Bolo, be on the lookout for 1, the screenshot addict. I want like a title screen to come down. All right. People who screenshot conversations. Boom. I said it. The first time you are sent a screenshot of a conversation from a person, beware. This is someone you might have to watch out for. Just mental note, this person screenshots. Keep it in the back of your mind. Because this is someone you need to keep an eye on. You got to use the hand sanitizer. Maybe you two are peas in a pod right now, but someday, anything you type to them can and will be used against you in a court of derby law. Any message you send them in written form might be getting sent on to numerous people within and even outside your league for whatever reason to build some kind of case against you in the future. You never know what they have in mind. So keep it in mind when you're texting. If you think your gossiping might be safe, if you want to avoid this pitfall, hey, how about you just ask, hey, want to talk on the phone or in person? We need to remove this paper trail. If they don't, it must not be important enough. If you do decide to type, like really read everything you type to another person with a scrutinizing eye of what would you think if this were posted publicly? If this were posted publicly somewhere, if your team could read it, if the person you're talking about could read it, would your mother approve what you're typing to this person right now? Like, sanitize your online communication. Keep it clean. You know, keep your nose clean, as I think people say. Rule 2, the whisperers. Another title screen. All right, small groups of people whispering who suddenly stop when someone else walks by. This is not just a derby thing, obviously. This is a organizational thing. This could have happened to you in school, you know, whatever. Unless it's coaches, captains carefully discussing a roster decision, unless it's like leadership talking about who's going to have the credit card this week, I don't know. There aren't many conversations that should be whispered around the team or league. You guys should be pretty cool with each other most of the time. Things should be pretty out in the open. In fact, you know, I remember early on, after we transferred to my team, there was a practice where a couple people were upset about something during scrimmage, and we saw the pair of them like off to the side whispering. And they weren't talking to anyone who could solve it. They were just venting to each other and feeding each other in that moment, as people do. This happens all the time, right? So instead of just letting that go on, we all kind of just stopped and brought everyone in, and we gave them a platform to discuss, like the whole team could discuss anything that might be on their mind that might be bothering them. And to their credit, those skaters came forward and explained how they were feeling. And it's been so long, I honestly don't remember the specifics, but maybe they thought that the scrimmage teams were a little unfair that night, or that they didn't like the way they were being hit. It was creating some negative feelings and they just weren't happy. But they got to be heard by everyone. And we went on playing and it was okay after that. I honestly don't remember things like that happening much after that. Like, we just made a practice to acknowledge anytime there was something going on so that we could solve it. gave people a chance to solve it. And, you know, that sort of thing might have been a lot more common and tolerated in the past. But the cure for whispered conversations is the opportunity to express yourself to people who can actually help you instead of like complaining off to the side. People on the team saw more and more that over time, this is a place where you could feel free to say what was on your mind when you weren't comfortable with something. You could always go to a coach or a captain, and they were super approachable and ready to hear you. Coach would ask for questions all the time and check in with people. The captains were making sure everyone's needs were being met. When you feel like you're valued and have a voice in the organization, you don't have to go off to the side and complain. You use your own agency, because knowing that the resource is there, knowing you'll be heard, means you're more likely to communicate with the right people. It stops the whispering and it brings everyone a little closer together, and you understand each other more. Number three, the phony or the puppet master. Boom. I couldn't decide which name was better, so I'm just going with both. All right. This is kind of an odd one. This is people who like go out of their way to post like really nice public things to everybody on social media to show what a great teammate they are and how nice they are, but it's kind of just for show. It might take a while for this to become obvious because they're really good at it. They're a slow drama zombie. They're concerned about their public image, but privately, you'll find out later, they're bad-mouthing people and they're trying to drive people apart. And if you see them doing it to other people, they might be doing it to you. And with the first two behaviors I mentioned, you might be able to turn things around. You can turn it in a different direction with the screenshot person and the whisperers. But this one, I got nothing. I don't have much for this one. My only advice here is beware, handle with caution, keep your distance, wear gloves, don't get infected. Because this type of person is playing you and manipulating your emotions, and they're the subtle one. And they usually like will point out one person or a group of people that are steering the league in the wrong direction. If only this person or a couple of people were gone, everything would be great. And they usually build so much of a case that person or group of people gets pushed out, like directly or indirectly. But then you find out that the same problems your organization had are still there. But now it's this other person to blame. Like, it's always somebody else's fault. The puppet master is never to blame. They just kind of lead the witch hunt here, finding one source of the team's problem after another. And the problem is someday they'll look around and there's no one left to pin anything on. And that's usually when they duck out. And they just leave a mess for everybody who stayed behind. You can really only stop this type by looking at situations objectively as they are happening. By stopping and asking yourself why they are saying these things, maybe what they have to gain from the situation. Like, what are the motives here? What are they really trying to get at? Is this for the good of the league, or is this just for them? Especially if they have already successfully pushed one person away, like driven them out of roller derby, this thing that we all love so much, and then they set their sights on somebody else. The problem is, it might really be this person. Like, how many people are you gonna let this drama zombie go after before you step in and say, like, hey, no, stop it. Grab your zombie weapon of choice. I don't know. Let's move on from that one, because that one's kind of a messy one and it's not easy. How about number four? This one is intense. Number four, this is a situation to be aware of. This rule is the room of betrayal. There are plenty of other situations I could talk about, but this one I have to go into. The room of betrayal. Oftentimes in roller derby, there is a place people go for meetings or one-on-one discussions. It's possible someday, when you least expect it, you'll walk into a team meeting thinking everything is fine, and it'll turn into 2 hours of people telling you what a terrible leader you are. They have a full-on intervention, and you did not see it coming. I have been in this room of betrayal too many times in my life. I've seen it happen to people. It has happened to me. Everyone gangs up on one person, blames them for everything that is wrong with the team or the league. They might even go around the room so each person can just dump on this poor soul. And everyone doing the dumping might feel great because they are unburdening themselves. But the person being attacked, it doesn't usually go well, does it? They almost always quit after one of these sessions because it's hard to come back from that after it seems like everybody has a problem with you. So this is another way people get pushed out of roller derby. So beware this room. Seriously. Be wary of meeting here. If you think you're going to get ganged up on, maybe make your own terms of engagement, meet somewhere safer. But I'm really the only way to avoid this intervention meeting that drives people away from your organization is to communicate openly and honestly much sooner. Like the first time that person makes a decision you don't agree with or you think is bad for the team, hey, maybe you should talk to them in person or call them. There's a lot of emotional nuances that get lost in writing. Ignoring it and hoping it goes away doesn't make things better either. Like, give people in your organization opportunities to learn, grow, and succeed. Don't let this go too far. Don't set them up for the room of betrayal. Like, what some people do is avoid any type of confrontation and let things bother them and let it slide, have whispered conversations. And it just, you end up like building this little army of supporters, and then they want to remove that person from office. All of this, it's all the stuff from the previous steps put together, creating drama. And it could have been preventable if there just been honest and clear communication between individuals and groups. I've seen this go a lot of ways. I've seen people attacked in the room of betrayal who were seriously trying their best for months and were genuinely shocked by the berating. They're shook to the core and they want to quit derby because they can't believe that no one was honest with them and they were hiding their feelings and feel like they'll never recover from this. Like, how did I not know? And usually there's some, you know, rule number three person behind it, all of it. And within a year, the people who are infected by drama seem to kind of wake up, and sometimes they beg that leader to come back, and usually it's too late. Like, no one wants to be treated like that. Like, no one knows what it's like until they become a target. So just be cool and treat people well, and maybe they'll stick around and have fun playing roller derby with you or volunteering for your organization, for crying out loud. Some of these people don't even get to skate. Let's be nice to them. Number five, this is a situation that can create drama, and it is the leadership void. So if your league goes through an organizational shift of some kind, let's say multiple people leave at once and you need to restructure, sometimes that leaves a void in your leadership, a vacuum. What happens when there's a void? People want to fill it with themselves. If you have a problem and you're not sure who's in charge of the league or the team or who you're supposed to go to, that's going to lead to drama. Like, that's going to lead to the people whispering off to the side. They're not even sure who they should talk to when they have a problem. And, you know, it's hindered by not understanding the new power structure. If the people in charge aren't really strong leaders or aren't trustworthy leaders, that's going to lead to drama. If they don't see an ally they can turn to, they have the whispers, the number three goes wild, screenshots go off the chain, you end up in the room of betrayal, all pointing fingers at each other. It can be a hot mess. So how do you solve the leadership void? Make sure there's no gray area on who you should go to for certain types of problems. What is the top-down structure of your organization? What are the penalties for not following the chain of command? Like, if you have a problem with a teammate, I'm assuming you should probably go first to your captain and then maybe to your coach. If somebody calls you a name, it should probably be handled within your organization, within your family here. we're all adults here, aren't we? Like, if you were at the dinner table and your sibling called you a name, you're going to go to your parents first. You're not going to go to your school principal. Don't go outside the league looking for discipline or sanctions. Like, handle your family business. If it gets really bad in your organization, the zombie apocalypse is in full swing, and you don't trust your family anymore because they all show signs of being bitten, that they are turning into the undead before your very eyes, run. Take a break. Go to another league's practice. Go find some proof that roller derby isn't all this. Roller derby isn't all drama. In fact, how many episodes have we had here on the Power Through the Fourth Whistle Roller Derby podcast where we haven't even had to mention drama, right? It doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't have to be like this. If you've been in deep, you might not know that or you've forgotten it. So go find a community where the sun still shines and people can still talk to each other and act like adults. A place with strong walls that patrols its borders to make sure people aren't getting attacked by zombies. Let's take another break and then we'll work on wrapping this up. Want to know how you can support our podcast and look super cool doing it? Visit our store at powerforthwhistle.threadless.com. We have something for everyone. Whether you like designs that make you feel powerful, like roller derby strong, to cartoon animals on roller skates like cats, elephants, llamas, and more. Our three newest styles include Sloth Roller Derby, Naps Before Laps, I Otterly Love Roller Derby, and Giver of Fox, for all of you out there who give a fox. Our store is full of super soft t-shirts, tank tops, hoodies, accessories, and more. You get to pick the color and style. It's all up to you. And you can support this podcast. Visit our store, powerforthwhistle.threadless.com. That's P-O-W-E-R, the number 4, T-H-W-H-I-S-T-L-E.threadless.com. Thank you for your support. All right, here's the wrap-up portion. We have talked about plenty of situations and types of people to watch out for. There are spawning grounds for drama, the contagion, the infection that is drama. You can make a difference. You don't have to let drama take over your team and your league. So I want you to look at the league like your family. This is your family. This is your house. You must protect this house. You must protect your family. How are you going to protect it from drama zombies? The answer from Zombieland, the movie, would be double tap, but it's really about more like stopping and discouraging these behaviors before they can grow into something bigger. It's about clear and honest communication. It's about being open, having more conversations in person, at regular volume. No whispers, no shouts, no screenshots, no driving people out. We shouldn't be trying to get rid of people. We should be trying to get rid of behaviors that are toxic to our organization, that are negative, that are contagious, infectious, lethal. Give people an opportunity to change. First and foremost, always give people an opportunity to change and grow and learn, because they're human beings. We're all human and we all make mistakes. If they don't change over time, if they only want to stir up drama and they're doing it repeatedly, they'll probably show themselves out. And you know what? Hey, good riddance. That's okay. But the ones that are willing to learn and change and discover how much better it is to live without all the drama, they can be cured. They can be part of the solution going forward. They can be part of your strong walls here. Don't let any slow zombie come in and destroy what you have created in your organization. Bite person after person until they're a zombie or part of the body count as they've left the league. When you don't have even close to enough players for a roster anymore, when your friends and family you really care about, have been victims of the drama zombie. Don't let it come to this. If this were The Walking Dead, and too many characters you like had been killed off, you're not going to watch the show anymore, right? Like, me and Coach Dan, we hit our limit like a little while back on that show, and we rage quit Walking Dead. My favorite show is Roller Derby, and I've seen too many characters I love get killed off on teams I've been on teams I've watched, teams around the world, from Lethal Situations, the zombie contagion that is derby drama. So focus on those little things you can do to prevent drama. I got a couple more situations before we go. See if this one sounds familiar. Let's say someone in derby keeps leaving those barbs out there for you to get caught in. They keep leaving comments on the internet for you to find and get riled up, or say something at practice that really grinds your gears. They're setting people against you because they don't understand why you have a problem with them. Like, oh, like this person's poking you. They just want a reaction from you. They're waiting for you to blow because then you could be the source of the drama and they are the victim. It's a slow zombie strategy. So if somebody is really getting under your skin, go see the doctor yourself. Don't let this become a thing. Coach Dan has been my doctor for years. He's pretty good at seeing situations from multiple perspectives and removing emotion from the situation, like in the thick of it. If someone is trying to get you to go off, explode, you're letting them have power over you. You're giving them way too much power. You're drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. It doesn't mean you have to get in a small room together because that might lead to a shouting match. Like, this is really more about your reaction to the problem. In fact, in every scenario, your reaction to the problem matters. If you don't give in to what they want you to do, you win. Diffuse emotion from the situation. Like, ignore, block them on social media if you have to. Just don't let them have the power to keep poking you. Take a break from this person if you can. De-escalate it. Remove the emotion from how you feel about them. When you see or hear something that pisses you off, just take a few deep breaths. Maybe breathe that anger into an imaginary balloon, tie a string, and let it float away. I don't know, that visualization might really help you just let it go. Soon you'll get really good at letting things go. And the next time the person tries to get at you, you'll just laugh it off or shrug. Just don't let people have power over you. Don't let them take your power and use you like a puppet. Find a good doctor that you can trust in, confide in. They'll help you see more clearly. Another example of something you can do to help prevent drama is if someone initiates a conversation with you about a problem they have or a problem they see in your team or league, ask yourself and them, like, if talking to you solves the problem or if they need to be talking to a leader. Like, venting and complaining, it might feel good in the moment, but if you want a solution to your problem, you should be communicating with people who will help you solve it. If someone's overstepping, lying, taking over a dictatorship style bit by bit in your organization, like, you need to check that power before it gets out of control and the rate of attrition in your league goes up. Don't sit back and watch it happen. Don't wait for someone else to do something. Take some action. Take care of your organization. Take care of your roller derby team, your family. Protect them from infection. Teach the importance of sanitizing your hands and your written communication. So don't hide problems in the shadows. Just bring them into the light where they can be seen more clearly for what they are. Let's not just survive, but thrive by doing the right things well, putting our best foot forward whenever possible. Let's keep good doctor types around to protect the organization. Quarantine bad situations before they get out of control. Creating a zombie-free environment will take commitment of every member of your organization. It's something you decide to do. Otherwise, it's really like leaving the door open and letting the zombie in. Let's not forget the two most important rules of Zombieland. Be a hero. That means stand up for what is right and keep your family safe, and then you'll be free to enjoy the other rule. Enjoy the little things together. It seems like I've already been talking a lot today, but I wanted to let you know that there's going to be a promo after the outro credits today for a podcast hosted by two roller derby skaters who tackle a lot of topics that aren't here on Power Through the Fourth Whistle Roller Derby podcast. So you can check that out. And I've got my thank you list. I've got so many people to thank this week, starting with my 7 new patrons on Patreon. Oh my gosh, you guys. 7 of you? Holy moly. So I must say a hearty thank you and pew pew to Mary Deathpire, Deja Voodoo number 714, Joshua Bennett, Flux Capacitor, Rachel White, Tara Wiebenson, and the training team at Charlotte Roller Derby. My goodness. Thank you so much, people, like, for your support. I am blown away by all of you. You are wonderful. Thank you. I also want to thank, we got a few more ratings on Apple Podcasts this week. Thank you, whoever you are. We're getting really close to a solid 100. I would love it if some of you listeners out there right now could be one of the ones that gets us the rest of the way there by punching those stars. And if you have a moment, leave a quick review. On Facebook this week, last week's episode for the rookie skaters was shared, at the time of this recording, a record 63 times? My goodness, that's more than any other podcast episode has ever been shared from Facebook. Wow, thank you. Some of those names are April Duke, Marianne Gallo, Jennifer Gironi, Dank the Tank, Godzilla, Aaron Emmer, Capital City Crushers. There was a share from our patron, Mary Deathpire, who likes to listen while lifting weights because she hates strength training and the podcast helps her remember why it's important. So I truly heart this. There's also a share from Roots, who was the subject of the photo in the thumbnail for last week's episode. And Roots told the story of learning to work on crossovers and how hard it was to trust someone to hold on and how that exercise in tough love and trust led to having great crossovers and more confidence on skates. And I loved it. I just loved it. There were also a Twitter share from Kitty Spookies, who is one of our patrons, and Instagram story from K. Meredith Illuminated, also known as Mary Deathpire. Love you guys. My goodness. Thank you so much for all your support, you guys. I love all these laser beams of positivity getting spread around the community. I love getting to know you guys better in Discord, you new patrons. And I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, even though it was kind of a goofy one, a weird one, trying to take something serious and make it lighthearted and sticky. That's the important thing. I wanted this to be sticky so that it could help you going forward. Thank you for listening. We have been talking about Derby and sharing Derby thoughts. Pew, pew! Thank you for listening to another episode of the Power Through the Fourth Whistle Roller Derby podcast. I really hope those laser beams of positivity will carry through your day. If you'd like to get in touch, you can find us on Facebook or on Instagram and Twitter at Power Fourth Whistle. That's P-O-W-E-R, the number 4, T-H-W-H-I-S-T-L-E. You can find fun videos of on and off skates training on our YouTube channel, Facebook page, and Instagram. Please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast anywhere you can. Leaving reviews on Apple Podcasts is still the best way to help this podcast be found and spread those laser beams of positivity to more humans. Open the app, punch those stars, and leave me a pew pew!
I'm Odd.
And I'm Rags.
And we play roller derby together.
Yeah, we do.
But we also host this kick-ass podcast called Frau Pow Podcast.
Hiya!
So Frau Pow is a podcast that focuses on those really uncomfortable conversations.
Like racism.
And sexism.
And mental health.
And physical health.
And basically anything that is going to become a really interesting conversation.
Anything that kind of like pisses your dad off.
The one that voted for Trump.
That's what we want to talk about.
You can find us on Instagram at Frau Pow Podcast.
We're also on Facebook at Frau Pow Podcast, but not Twitter because Twitter's for old white men.
We hope you guys check us out. As we always say,
don't be a dick.